Nancy, how are you?
Fine, Tony. How you doing this morning?
I feel I should be working for you as I had to make the trip on a Tuesday up to Mackinac Island, and then I was on the island for 3 days working, and then we drove back through most of the state, it seemed like, and so I got a good idea about gas prices and what the roads were like. And actually, the roads were pretty good. The gas prices in the upper parts of lower Michigan were a little bit more expensive. And as I got closer toward the Flint and Saginaw area and into the Lansing area, the prices had dropped. What are your numbers showing?
Well, what you're saying is actually quite true, Tony. So you're a good reporter, that's for sure. Well, today on average service, you know, looking at our 2,800 stations across the state, on average about $4.12 a gallon, and that is up from $3.95 a week ago, so kind of a big increase. And part of the problem is what we're seeing in Michigan, there's Midwest gasoline prices. Generally, they're set in Chicago, but there's been so many refinery disruptions, it's just driven up the Chicago wholesale gas prices nearly 60 cents higher than the rest of the country. So we are paying more than the rest of the country, as is our neighboring states like Illinois and what have you. So gas prices, surprisingly, are a little bit higher than the rest of the country.
Well, Nancy, there was a disruption with that Chicago refinery. Do we know what specifically that was?
Well, they've had a couple of different issues, at least three refineries in Illinois, one operated by ExxonMobil, one Citgo, and Marathon. All three of them at various times have been idled in the last couple of weeks and in parts of the spring. So just unfortunate timing, just really tough because we are coming into our summer driving season, and gas prices had been coming down a bit. We're not anywhere near our all-time high back in early May of $4.26, but prices are up a bit this week.
And Nancy, the construction season is in full effect as we speak.
It is. It is. There's orange barrels in lots of places, and while it irritates drivers, it's a good thing, you know, they're working to get our roads in better shape. You know, just like anything, once you build something, you've got to maintain it. You can't let it go. So around the state, there's lots of construction projects taking place. So certainly while you're driving, as I know you did, Tony, just slow down, and especially in areas where there's workers present.
And Nancy, before we let you go, there are great resources for people to go to when they're planning their trips that will lay out exactly where the construction challenges are and detour routes.
Exactly. And one of them, I'd have to say, is AAA.com. We've got information on gas prices, you know, on detour construction areas. So certainly if you're planning a trip, come on, take a look. You don't have to be a member. Anyone's welcome. Just click on AAA.com.
Nancy, this coming weekend, anything cool coming up that we should think about going and visiting?
You know, Tony, I'm going to have to look. There's so many things going on across the state every weekend. And finally, the weather's cooperating. This weekend was just past weekend, just ending, was a glorious weekend. So I'd have to go look. But I know there's just tons of festivals, events, all kinds of places. The campgrounds are getting busier and busier. You know, as the temperatures are warming up, we're seeing a lot more fun events.
Nancy Kane is with AAA Michigan. Nancy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony. You have a good week.